Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tom Smith, who's president of Imola's North American Division, and we're covering 2013. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Kemp. It's nice to sit down after a very busy first day.
Yeah, well, thanks for sitting down with me. It is toward the end of the first day at coverings. You're here with a very attractive booth that's got a very kind of interesting theme to it. It's got some leaves in parts of it and then China in some of the walls. Explain what you're talking about here.
Thank you for asking, Kemp. The China that's on the walls, you know, Imola was established in 1874. And our very first business model was manufacturing flatware and plates. And it's still very much a piece of our history and very much a piece of our production today. So we're trying to bring more of the history of the company to the market. The leaves that you find throughout the booth is it's a testament of who we are. We're a growing company. We've been growing since the very beginning, and we're trying to pull that through both in an ideological way as well as in a factual way.
We've talked a couple of times since you started putting more emphasis on Imola's North American presence, which I think was about 18 months ago, right?
That's correct, Kemp. It's been a long road, and luckily with some very strong marketing people and a good industry presence, we're making some headway.
Talking about our presence, I'm seeing you now at almost every show. We're here at coverings. I know you'll be at the HD show, and you'll be at NeoCon as well, right?
Kemp, that's correct. We're the industry trade shows as well as the design trade shows, as well as our customers' local events we've been supporting. We've got a very strong distribution network that started 18 months ago, and we're just about wrapped up with where we want to be.
Just to remind people who may not remember about our last interview with Imola, you are an Italian-based company. You have a distribution center in Miami. You personally are based out of Chicago. And most people recognize your logo symbol as the worker bee, right?
Kemp, that's the heart of who we are. We're the worker bee. And for those of you that know about a bee colony or bee network, the idea is that we support each other. One team supports another team. That's the idea of the bee and how the worker bee exists. And that's who we are as a company.
Now, something that's different with this booth this year, you have a bigger space. You're right beside this high traffic area, the ceramic tile of Italy's Trade Association area. Your booth is very crowded, but you also are here talking about more than one brand. Last year, I believe, it was just Imola, and now you've brought your sister brand too, right?
Correct, Kemp. Our initial marketing thrust was to redefine the Imola brand in North America, which I believe we're on that way. Now, starting for this new season, we're bringing Leonardo and La Faenza into the market, both here within our booth space with a completely different marketing campaign and a very unique set of products.
Well, explain the differences between the Imola brand and the Leonardo brand.
Leonardo is very cutting-edge commercial, very, very fashion-forward, very urban. We're seeing a strong interest from the coastal markets, whereas the La Faenza is high-end residential. We're attracting the client that understands design and is frankly not afraid to pay for it. Where the Imola brand is more all-encompassing. We have residential, we have commercial, and we're again defining ourselves to a market category of medium-high to medium price points.
Well, as you look back at the timing on when you put this new focus attention on Imola and its brands, actually you were pretty lucky, weren't you? I mean, this is a good time to be having more presence in the U.S. based on what we're seeing both in the commercial and residential markets, right?
I don't think we're out of the woods yet. The growth is there, and we're starting to see specific market segments increasing in business. What we're very pleased to see, though, is the design community is getting away from safe, and they're comfortable taking some chances. You know, we're launching a 48 by 48 slab of porcelain tile that 2 years ago was unthinkable and now is becoming a reality.
That was my next question, a couple of the highlights of some of the new products you're talking about at the show this year.
From a technology standpoint, in the design community, if you're not going to do it well, don't do it. The look has to be either very, very natural and very authentic or completely go into a different direction. So if you're emulating a stone look, it must be fantastic. If you're emulating a concrete look, it must look like concrete. Anything in between or less than perfect, I think, becomes a commodity from a price point standpoint, which is not a game that we're going to play in. So we're looking at cutting-edge design plus large unit. That's our sweet spot.
So you said a minute ago, 48 by 48, that's your large size of your format, right?
Yeah, currently 48 by 48 is our largest press piece of porcelain. And, of course, we're cutting from sizes within that, 24 by 48, 12 by 24, 6 by 48. So that size module is allowing us to launch looks that can be competitive in multiple different areas.
Much of your focus is on the commercial side of the business. Is that where you're seeing a lot of the growth this year?
I'd say that our initial marketing effort was definitely in commercial, and we are seeing a bridge between commercial and residential. For example, the concrete looks, which were almost strictly a commercial design 2 years ago, is now playing an important part in residential design.
actually some of that look is doing very well in the urban settings for residential, right?
Very much so, as well as the wood looks that are started off as a residential product for us are now becoming mainstream commercial. Restaurants, hotels, even some commercial space is looking at the wood looks as they become a more design significant product.
All right, well, let me ask you one last question. You know, being an Italian-based company, we've watched this year as Mohawk has acquired Marazzi. Do you think that'll have effect on your business?
You know, I think the industry is watching how that is going to play out. It obviously is very, very big news. It changes a bit of the outlook on the Italian side. Our goal is to capture as much of that market as possible.
Okay, very interesting. Well, listen, your booth is very crowded. It's a lot of traffic. I'll let you get back to the reason you're here is to see customers. Again, we've been talking to Tom Smith, who's president of the North American division of Imola, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.